On February 14, 1929, four men stormed a garage near Lincoln Park. It was a hangout and illegal booze distribution center for Bugsy Moran's gang, a longtime rival to Al Capone's. These were Prohibition days, and both were fighting to rule the city's bootlegging business. The killings made headlines around the country and even stunned shell-shocked Chicago, which had seen 38 gang killings in 5 years, according to the February 15, 1929 New York Times. A key suspect was Al Capone's gang, according to the online Encyclopedia of Chicago, even though Capone was far away, sunning in Florida. Like cockroaches in light, gangsters supposedly fled the city to avoid police, who were scouring the area for the perpetrators. Some of them, or their cohorts, may have come here, according to that year's February 18th Illinois State Journal, a local paper.
Chicago gangsters invade city. Springfield, because it is a rendezvous convenient to both St. Louis and Chicago, has become a haven for a part of the criminal element, major and minor, as the Chicago police dragnet tightens in an effort to solve Thursday's massacre. In one case in Springfield, seven men and their women were known to have stopped for lodging and to cast about for means to secure money on which to carry on their work.
That same day, the journal's rival, the Illinois State Register, disputed the journal, which wasn't unusual.
Springfield is no haven for Chicago gangsters.
The Register held the city line, voiced by the city's chief of police later that day.
Springfield is free from major crime and will be kept so. In the past few weeks, 18 safe blowers and robbers caught by the police entered pleas of guilty and were sent to the penitentiary.
The police chief said he expected the killers to head for larger cities. Nonetheless, officers were, quote, thoroughly quizzing all suspects of local crimes. Things died down here for about 6 weeks. Then, the March 28 Journal's front page reported,
Central Illinois was headquarters for no less than seven Chicago detectives working on a brand new tip to apprehend those responsible for the killings. They visited Verdon and spent some time there investigating a report that two trucks containing machine guns, shotguns, and ammunition had gone to that city the day after the massacre.
The coppers tried to slip into town quietly and keep their mission a secret, but the journal tracked them down at a hotel. The next day, the paper reported that most of the Chicago detectives had gone home, but a couple were staying to keep searching. That was it. Nothing came of it. We'll never know if the gangsters hit here or not. And to this day, the St. Valentine's Day massacre remains officially unsolved. But after the killings, Al Capone and his boys reigned supreme in Chicago's underworld.